starting to get comfortable at coaching chess, Coach?
You know what? The thing we didn't talk about before the game was this was 9 games in 16 days for us, and 5 of them have gone into overtime, and they were full, right? When Ladd's goal came right at the end, and we were dragging into town here. I'm not bringing that up. We certainly didn't talk about our team with that before the game, but I thought the shots were 24-12, and then Wheeler and Stewart kind of ran into each other at the blue line. They got 4 or 5 shots on that, and I thought we were a little bit slower. I thought our goaltender was spectacular, especially late in the game when they had some pretty good chances, settled everything down. But in terms of being able to just grind something out, not worry about how it looks, block shots when you have to, and get it to the shootout, which I guess I'm happier winning a shootout than losing a shootout. But in terms of the game, with the legs that I thought we brought to the game tonight, I was really happy with our effort, really, really happy with it.
Well, just a thought on Toby's game. He's able to get that power play goal and, again, logs a million minutes for you here tonight.
Right, and just so efficient with it. We're glad he's shooting the puck a little bit now. Thinking about that, he's put up big numbers for us. He plays huge minutes. He plays against the other team's best an awful lot. I think really underrated as a defenseman. He's not a big man, so he doesn't get noticed in that fashion, but he's a key piece back there for us.
Any of the saves in the game stand out for from your standpoint, from what Pavlik did for you?
Yeah, every single one of them. You know, I mean, and when you get 38, you pick your ones you like. There was a couple late. The glove save and the shootout, spectacular. You know, that was a good shot, well placed, and he still looked quick and he looked fresh. I think it's a testament to the work he did this summer that he can come in. He's tired too, you know, and play that well and stay mentally strong to be that good in the shootout. For me, he was our best player. For me, he was the first star of the game tonight.
So if you're happy getting what you got out of this game based on what you saw from your guys, is that start to say something about the way you've got them playing or the way they're playing, the structure and those sorts of things? Is that a hint there?
No, 80% of the good things that are happening right now, maybe 90% are still on compete. We still got lots of room to get better in our system, so when we don't have the puck, but our fight and the compete, and that's leadership and that's the players, has been spectacular through it. You know, in a tough, tough game. It was a grinding game. It didn't have the same kind of speed element, and we're a fast team, so it took more mental toughness, I think, for us to play in this game than it did against Pittsburgh, because we fit better in some ways in the Pittsburgh game with our speed. We want to go, and it wasn't there tonight, but to their credit, they didn't come off what they knew was going to be a tough, grinding game. I think at their most fatigued, they've probably been this season.
You start wondering if anybody was going to score?
Well, we had all the guys who had taken shots go to the left side of the bench, and all the guys who were up, we were just figuring it was like we were breaking. We were very close to sending a D-man out. So if that everybody in the room thinks they were the next guy up, but to be honest with you, there was a D-man coming.
Said his stick was broken?
That would surprise me a little bit. Whoever broke it, thank you very much. And he'll be using a broken stick for the rest of the year, I guess. It's an automatic 2 minutes.
Okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, everybody was good.
Thank you.
Okay, guys.